This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. General Electric stock is down about 1% in pre-market trading now after quarterly revenue today came in lower than expected. GE's been restructuring since 2015 to focus more on the industrial and digital sides of its business. GE's been getting out of the financial business and ramping up production of things like medical devices. Mitchell Hartman reports from our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting.
GE is focusing on the digitized industrial Internet of Things. Now, you've probably heard about home appliances that can be monitored from a smartphone. But analyst Stephen Winokur at Sanford Bernstein says GE is also at the forefront of networking really complex, expensive machines like airplanes.
You are waiting at the gate, and there's a mechanical problem for 2 to 3 hours. Those kinds of things should turn into distant memories.
Because, Winokur says, GE is increasingly able to capture vast amounts of technical data to predict and fix problems preemptively. Economist Peter Morici at the University of Maryland thinks the new Trump administration's tax cut and tough-on-trade agenda could boost U.S. jobs at GE going forward.
While the incentive existed before to move abroad, now there's going to be a pulling back.
But don't expect a lot of old-school factory jobs. There'll be more automation, requiring a few highly trained machine operators and a whole lot of software engineers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.